Hello and welcome to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. I am Jillian Grace and I will be giving you all the information you need to stay balanced and be prepared from May 8th continuing forward through May 13th. Today, we're currently under the sign of Aquarius, which is a little bit of an emotional sign. And we really moved into the sign yesterday, the 7th, and it was definitely felt by many. But there's so many other factors going on simultaneously with these alignments that for many of you, I know it's been very difficult to just keep your energy focused and keep your head on straight and keep moving forward. So everyone out there, I just want to let all of you know that we're experiencing some really good changes, be it that they're very intense right now, but this is all good stuff, even though it's just a tad bit uncomfortable. We're coming off of, you know, the spirit class for the month of May, which was just last Tuesday. And in that class, we had a pretty deep discussion about a future alignment that's going to be occurring within the entire planet. We're going to be sliding into alignment with both Taurus and Uranus at the same time. And when that occurs, there's a lot of different things that can go on. It's sort of like a shakeup within the Earth. So in that class, we talked a lot about volcanoes. We talked a lot about earthquakes. We talked a lot about just earth changes that are going to be going on and different things that are going to signify that the earth itself is starting a massive movement and ascension. And that's really all we've been preparing for. That's why so many of us are opening up spiritually. That's why everyone you talk to is in some way starting to explore their own spiritual background or struggling and then getting a lot of answers through learning about spirituality, whether it's going to yoga classes or just learning breathing techniques. There's a huge focus in the earth right now and on the earth to go within. And that's really what this time is about. So it's an exciting time, even though it seems like it's a little bit stressful and scary and uncomfortable. We are all going to be just fine, just with a little bit of growing pains. So since that class on Tuesday, when we spoke about a lot of these different earth movements and things that are going to be going on more frequently, and then some other changes that will also be taking place over the next big chunk of time here. We've had the earthquakes in Hawaii. There was over 500 of those earthquakes before the volcano and during the entire volcanic eruptions that have been going on. We also had an earthquake in New York that was right off of the coast by Lake Ontario. So it was more in the western New York area. We also had an earthquake, very rare earthquake on a fault line that's normally rather dormant, that occurred in Louisiana, close to New Orleans. I think that was either yesterday or the day before. And we also this afternoon had an earthquake in LA. There's definitely a shakeup that's going on, and it's to be expected. And all of us, especially if you're connected spiritually and you're really moving forward in that concept of oneness, you're going to feel that oneness connection with the earth plane as it makes a lot of these massive movements. So any of the discomfort coming up, any of the emotional just difficulties that many are struggling with right now, it's okay. It's part of the process. It's showing that you're definitely aligned spiritually and there's not anything to be worried about. Go easy on yourself. That's the best advice I can give any of you. So we are right now under the sign of Aquarius, and Aquarius is rather intuitive. It's also great for making some new plans. So if you do find any of this just inclination to plan for the future, make some changes, maybe make some big adjustments, then this is a wonderful time to do it. You might also find that big adjustments include major changes like new jobs or different groups of friends you want to move away from and you want to find people that are more similar to you or changes in location. All of those are not only part of the process of ascending as your energy starts to open up, they're also going to be really well supported during any time when the moon is in line with Aquarius. So write down some things that are kind of coming to you, if you do have any, to promote a new plan. plan and kind of shake the old plan up and release some of the things that do not fit. Also, Aquarius energy can be rather emotional. So between yesterday and today, I think many of us experienced some of those emotional uproars just a tad. Just try your best to deep breathe. Leos tend to struggle the most when it comes to the Aquarius energy being in alignment. Also, Aquarius is very strong within the root chakra. So if you find yourself, you just are so emotional that you feel out of control, then focus on that root during your meditations and focus on getting really well grounded to create some positive balance. May 9th through the 11th, we are going to be moving forward into the sign of Pisces. And I've definitely spoken about Pisces before. It's rather emotional, especially when it goes into an alignment with the moon. So it, again, we're going to go into some extra emotion. The thing about Pisces is it tends to go the emotional side and the defeated side. So you tend to have all these emotions come up and then feel like a martyr, have a sense of being lost. It can kind of throw you into the depths of the emotional spectrum. So the next few days coming up here, if you do find yourself just really struggling to get out of this funk, don't let yourself fall into it too deeply and take it too personally. There's a strong chance that everything that you're feeling just has to do with this alignment. So try your best to go easy on yourself. This is a great next set of days for a nice long walk in the evening, maybe a bath to just but reset your energy. Pisces is very strong in the second chakra. So any second chakra type yoga poses or any breathing techniques for that second chakra or meditations for that second chakra, all of those will be beneficial if you find yourself really out of whack and unable to get control of that. This entire month is going to be centered on the second chakra. And I do have a specific meditation to help everyone that's struggling in that particular area. It's right on this podcast site, or you can also go to my website, thespiritthatisyou.com. And the second chakra meditation is going to be listed as one of the most recent ones, May 1st. It'll say Sacral Second Chakra Guided Meditation. That is a perfect energy for any of you that are trying to get some balance and trying to get some clarity and some good energy into that area of your body. It's definitely going to be the theme throughout this entire month. Okay, on one last note, there's actually a couple more things between that May 9th to 11th period. So Virgos tend to be the opposite when it comes to Pisces energy. They tend to struggle the most. So you Virgos out there, try your best to just breathe and accept whatever flows your way and don't read into it too much. Also, May 11th is a high spiritual day, so numerologically it comes out to being a number 9. So anyone who's really struggling with your balance on that little chunk there, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, it's a great time to choose to do something to give back. You know, I've mentioned this before, 9 days are about humanitarian energy and helping to be a part of the bigger picture in a positive way. So if there's some old clothes that you want to donate or something like that, or if you want to go and do something that can help you to give back, whether it's being at a local food bank for the afternoon or going and volunteering somewhere, there are so many different organizations that love extra hands, and it's wonderful to utilize those days. It's like a double wonderful energy for you when it comes to balancing, to be giving back and to be working with the energy, especially on any days that come out to be a 9 or are a 9 day. So we not only have May 9th, we also have on the 11th that being a full 9 day. So that's going to be a great time to give back if you find that you can't find your balance no matter what, even if it's something as simple as choosing to go out in the afternoon and anyone who it seems like is struggling or having a hard time, giving them a compliment or something like that to sort of switch the energy for someone in a positive way. That will be a double reinforcement of positive energy back your way. So take some time out and do that whenever you feel drawn, especially these next coming days. On the 12th and the 13th, we move into the Aries energy. The Aries brings out the ego. don't be surprised if you go from this really emotional energy to then leading with your ego. And when we lead with our ego, it tends to tap into anger as well, because we want to give the impression out into the world and out to other people that we're more superior. When the ego takes over, it tends to make us behave in ways that we really aren't in our true spirit. It makes us behave in ways that we are in our own human belief, which is that feeling of being separate. So if you do find that you get any of this ego stuff coming up, definitely write down what you're focused the most on from an ego standpoint. So if you find that on that day you want to wear more jewelry than you normally do so that other people will see it, or you want to go for a ride in a fancy car or something like that that you own so others will see it, anything that would play with the ego or promote the identity of not being part of the whole, like not being part of trying to help the world go into a better direction and just promoting yourself as an individual, that's going to be a sign of something that you want to take note of, because part of growing spiritually means that you're going to have to at some point make your peace and release that part of your ego in order to move forward. Luckily, the Aries energy will be able to show us where that is. So keep a close eye out. That's this weekend coming up on Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and the 13th. The one thing about the Aries energy, though, is it's a lot more fun. So with any luck, we'll have a little break in some of this massive Earth energy that's been going on and these alignments that have been occurring to have a nice weekend where we can just take a breath and relax. Next week, we are coming up on some pretty intense energy. Some pretty intense alignments. So what we're seeing right now with the Earth and the things that are happening are actually the precursor of the energy of Uranus moving into alignment with us. As we discussed in the Spirit Group meeting, that alignment is going to be briefly taking place between this current month all the way until about November of this year. And then it's going to go on a little bit of a break before it returns back into alignment for us for a 7-year stretch beginning March of 2019. And that's going to be the Uranus and Taurus alignment, which is going to essentially be us seeing what we've been working on personally. The Earth is going to then begin its major, major work within itself. So it's going to be a very interesting, unique time. It's kind of what all this connection and all this extra spiritual energy has been prepping us for. If you do have any questions or if there's anything extra that you have going on that you're concerned about that you just need some clarity with, please don't hesitate to give me an email or send me a text message, whichever works out easier for you. My email address is thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. And those who are clients of mine do know my phone number, so you can always send me a text message if there's anything that you need. The June 5th Spirit class, seating is almost full. Again, in those actual, in the in-house seating, there is a limited amount of space. However, the online class and being able to tune in on your computer for that June 5th class is wide open. There is unlimited seating. So I have several people that are going to be attending the class online, which is a wonderful option for anyone who just wants to sit in the comfort of their own home. Please, if you're someone who's listening to these podcasts regularly and feeling this energy, these spirit meetings are centered on helping you understand how to move forward. So if you find yourself listening to this, it's not by accident. My goal is to help as many people as I can understand this process and try to do everything possible to make sure that we all can stay balanced and clear and just move through this with as much ease as we can. So please, if you do listen to these podcasts and you do find that they are helpful for you, the spirit classes would be as well. So if you have any questions on those, send me an email. The online class I'm offering for anyone, your first online class is free. So if there is someone that you know that needs a little bit of help but isn't real sure what direction to go into, you can absolutely check those out. Just again, send me an email, thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. And I can give you all the information you can about how to listen and watch those from the comfort of your own home. Okay, everyone. I hope all of you are enjoying a beautiful afternoon and trying the best you can to focus on moving forward spiritually and not letting these emotions get the best of you. Please just do everything you can to know that you are a spirit. You are not just an individual human here on earth, and there are so many factors in play, and a lot of those factors are great ones, but we just have to get through some of these things that we perceive as negative in order to get to the other side of all that. And as always, don't forget, I'm here for anyone who needs me. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. I am Jillian Grace, sending all of you lots of love and light.